Robbo. It's lovely to be chatting. And I tell you what, if you do a good job, I might recommend you take over from Jono.
thanks very much. Hey, listen, of course, another day, another Cricket Australia scandal exposed, pun intended.
It absolutely was. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. And I mean, fancy the captain of Australia stepping down just less than 3 weeks from the first Ashes Test match, and you just think, my goodness me, what is going on there? It was just I'm still shaking my head and coming to terms with coming to terms with it all. Unbelievable, yeah. Really.
No, look, it is. And interestingly, though, the fact that CA dealt with this, what, 3 or 4 years ago, said all good.
Yes.
Do you think, bearing all that in mind, was it the right decision for him still to step down now that it's come to light?
I think so. I just think with what has happened in recent, going back to the sandpaper gate and things like that, it's something that we don't need any more of. And I, you know, a mate of mine rang up, said, have you heard the news? Have you heard the news? And I said, no. And then I got it straight onto it. And he said, who do you think will be the next captain? I said, good question. And then I've just gone, no. Under the circumstances, it's got to be Pat Cummins. I think it just exudes the right everything to fill the role. The only thing you say is we've never had fast bowlers captain our team. I mean, okay, we've had one of the greatest captains ever in Richie, but fast bowlers. But we did remember what Bob Willis did as England captain.
Yes.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
And you just think, yes, that's something that he can adjust to the role if he spreads the responsibilities, and that's what he's already been talking about. We'll talk about the World Cup in a minute, but it seems to me that Justin Lang has readjusted slightly, so if it's less stressful in the dressing room and all of those things, I just think it can work as a Pat Cummins success as a captain, and I think everything's going for him. Apart from the fact that he's a fast bowler, and we don't have fast bowlers as captains.
I know.
So who
would have thunk it? Hey, a fast bowler as a captain, jeepers creepers. Hey,
yeah,
tell me,
yeah.
Smokey, do you reckon this has put Tim Payne's position in peril?
I have a feeling that you know, at his age and coming off injuries and all sorts of things, that we might see Australia go with a new wicketkeeper for this series. You know, someone like Carey could step into the situation and give the whole school a plug there and go from there. So I just think, you know, they can... it will be interesting.
Yeah.
That's another thing. You know, obviously the captain's the most important issue, but yes, Payne's batting's good, but Carey's batting's pretty good too. So, it wouldn't surprise me to see him not be picked to play.
Okay. Now, before you leave us, in amongst all of this, there was this little gig called a World Cup final that Australia won as well.
Well, it's been overshadowed. I mean, blinking, it's happened, but... very good performance, and I mean, Mitch Marsh's innings was sensational.
Yeah.
He really was, and it was good. I grew up watching his father make his mark in Test cricket, and went on a couple of tours with him. And the rest shall be what happens on tour stays on tour. You know what the rules are, Robbo.
I do.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, indeed. But very good innings, great innings, and. I was talking with Jono last week about the fact that the games, so many of those games were won on the toss, team batting second, knows what the target is, chase it down, and you get up. And it seems to me that that's the game. In the early days of 50-over internationals, yeah, you'd win the toss and put the opposition in. And then that changed. It balanced out where we'll bat day-night fixture, we'll bat first and get the opposition in the dodgy light and all that sort of stuff. So the T20 basically is win the toss, bowl, and you a better than an even money chance of winning. But a great series. Very pleased to see both New Zealand and Australia get through to the final and knock the Poms and Pakistan out, and a good result. And it was one where we hadn't expected to do well, and we've come out of left field. So win-win for everyone, I reckon, that one, Robbo.
Absolutely. All right, Smokey, listen, did I pass the audition?
Three votes in the Brownlow for you, mate.
Mate, great to chat. Done. Thank you very much, and you have yourself a great week.